process. But you could try to make progress every day, and I felt yesterday it was a very uncharacteristic day for me. I didn't feel, I guess it was a little training camp rookie, what do you call them, jitters, I guess. So I got those out of the way. I felt like I was getting a good rhythm today. We had meetings and stuff to discuss that. Everything. All right. Yeah. I felt good today. I had I think two punts that I would like to have back. I think I had, I don't know how many punts I had. I felt towards the end I started getting into a good rhythm. Same snappers got into a nice little rhythm. I got pulled on one of them, but obviously you can't, that you shouldn't make excuses of that. So I felt good. I mean, the fact that I feel like a game when you talk about one punt here or there. So obviously the stakes, you see what they are. So I felt good. I feel like I'm progressing well. You don't want to shoot your gun too quick training camp. And I've kind of had not difficulty with that, but sort of I've always been used to just coming into workout and having 10 balls, so now it's a slow progression, so that when we play Cleveland or we play whoever, we're ready to roll.
Kind of in line with my next question, which is four-week deal.
I think we focus on day by day, obviously. Sometimes I do tend to I'm a little bit more of a technician, and sometimes it does hurt me to just take a step back and sort of chill a little bit and realize, hey, there's another punt tomorrow or something. So it's a long process, and this is really my first real rodeo in terms of training camp. So I'm learning it just like some of those guys in that corner over there. So it's been going well.
Do you stay pretty honed into what you're doing? Can you think about
what's
going on around you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty focused on what I'm doing. It is a competition, and at this level, you're really not looking over your shoulder. You're more worried about punting, the type of punter you can be. So I'm more focused on doing the types of things that make me a good quality punter.
Snaps so far, or is that?
It's something that we'll just got to deal with. There's no excuse to really miss a ball. Yeah. It's a bad snap. So, obviously Brett can't take every one of them. So we'll get some work on some different guys, but shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, given you may have a sense of what the punting position is going to be for this team.
Right.
Do you have a sense of how important it is to kind of get that solidified?
I think it is very important. I was just talking with Rob Davis the other day about his punters and his tenure here, and he said he had 7 and 11 years. So it's a difficult place to punt. I don't think many people. I think people tend to look at other teams throughout the league and realize what their punters are doing and say, why can't the Green Bay Packers punters do that? And it's not necessarily because of the quality of guys here. It's just that it's a difficult place to punt. Every day it's been windy out there. You don't have to deal with that some other places. Detroit, Minnesota, they're playing their home games in a dome. And when you have that situation, it's one more factor. It's a big factor you don't have to worry about. So it's very important to solidify that position. Seems like everything around here is coming into place, offense and defensively. So me and Durant and I's job is to solidify this position.